talk about it. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contacts! Contacts! We are on the air.
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
I had the best day ever yesterday because Miley Cyrus tweeted me.
No way.
Whoa. Nice.
Yes. Okay, so I quoted, she posted a photo of herself walking around London yesterday promoting her new single, which is, what is that single called? Now, don't, something heartbreak. Now I'm having a brain fart, of course, what it is.
Sounds like you're a big Miley Cyrus fan for
no,
sure.
I do love Miley, but I'm having a brain fart about her new song because it just came out. But anyway, so Miley has this new song. She posts a picture of her in London promoting it. She's like dressed so beautiful. Her hair's grown out now. She's got like a red orange lipstick on. I mean, this is the Miley that I love. I'm so glad she's back.
It's Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
Yes, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. So she's out there in London promoting that song. And I just had quoted the picture of her where she said, I love London. And I just put like crying emoji and praise hands emoji because she looks so good. And she responded with little broken hearts and hearts. So
that is so dope.
Sounds like you guys just became BFFs.
So I was so excited because, I mean, she's obviously just doing that to promote her new single and responded to me with something generic about the song. But it doesn't matter. She responded to me. So I had a really exciting day. How about you, Producer Porkchop?
Well, speaking of social media, something weird happened to me on Instagram this morning. And I want you to explain this, Alex. I feel like you could. So randomly, out of nowhere, I got a follow from someone with a blue check mark. His name is Ian Mahinmi.
Okay.
He's the starting center for the Washington Wizards, you know, ooh, like the basketball team. And I just thought that was really weird. And then 5 minutes later, he liked my last picture.
What?
Yeah,
why
like,
are we having celebrity encounters on this show yesterday?
What's your last picture?
I just posted a picture of me like posted up at the Applebee's bar drinking a beer, or not a beer, a drink.
He's an Applebee's fan.
Yeah, then I was starting to think like, why? Maybe he listens to like Radio Now. I was like, no, he's not from here. And I was like, maybe he's playing us tonight.
Wait, didn't you used to work out there? Didn't you work in that area for
no,
a while?
No, not Washington, D.C.
Oh, D.C. I thought like, you meant like Washington, like maybe
no.
Seattle or something. Oh,
no,
okay.
And then I was like, maybe he likes guys. No, he's got a wife.
Whoa, maybe he does like guys, though, even though he does have a wife.
For sure.
No, I don't know. But
he dribbles on the down low.
I guess, I don't know. I'm cool.
Producer Porkchop, the home wrecker. Liv, the web girl, you're not home wrecking, are you?
No, I'm not. But so, Madonna tweeted me.
No way!
I'm just kidding. No celebrities tweeted at me or like slid into my DMs or anything like that. But yesterday I went like looking around shopping for something very specific for my boyfriend Jewel Daddy, and I cannot find it anywhere. And I'm getting so nervous because he already has all my gifts bought, and I know he got me a lot of stuff, and I'm just freaking out because he wants this like one thing.
Try eBay.
I have tried every single online store in the world that I can afford, but maybe next I'll try eBay. eBay just scares me.
I'll loan you the money for an interest rate.
What's the interest rate? Hold on, let's see what she's got. Hold on.
Yeah, what's the interest rate?
How about 12%?
That's probably better than a payday loan. Payday loans are really high.
I don't think so.
If Alex can do it for 12, I'll do it for... Actually, you know what? You'll probably never pay me back. I'm not going to take that risk. Oh, my gosh. So, I don't know if my mother-in-law is mad at me or not, but I was doing like a family email minus my wife figuring out what we're all going to get my wife for Christmas. And my brother-in-law's like, oh, well, you know what I did is I just gave, you know, his mom, my mother-in-law, I gave her the money and she bought it for me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, hey, would you mind doing for that for me, Jan? crickets.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know.
She wants you to put in some more effort.
Well, I think the money walks, doesn't it? Or money talks, doesn't it?
No. You need
to do something
nice.
I hate Christmas shopping. I mean, I don't mind getting a gift, but there's so much pressure. No, but my wife picked out cards for you guys, so I'm sure gifts will be coming soon.
You're picking, or
your wife is picking?
I don't know. She'll go shopping this weekend. What do you
want?
Well,
I told you what I wanted 8 times this year.
Yeah, but I think yours is, like, expensive.
No, it isn't.
And it takes
$20.
I don't even know what Alex wants.
I want a heated blanket to plug in the studio. That is what I want.
She wanted a monogrammed one, though, too, or something like, you know, like with
either
Alex
one.
On
I
it.
Need, I want a really nice warm blanket. Heated is great, too. A monogrammed heated blanket, please.
All right. Well, I will see if my wife can get that for you from us. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX.
But you have to know what my initials are. Do you know what my middle name is?
E.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. That's like, I saw a meme the other day. It's Elizabeth and something else with the two white girl middle
names.
Mary. Yeah,
probably. It might be. Those are the two. If you're a white girl, it's either Elizabeth or Mary.
Coming up in the garbage, the celebrity feud we didn't know we needed until yesterday. Plus, this Kardashian is currently trying for another baby.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jessica Simpson is firing back at actress Natalie Portman for saying that she got mixed messages from one of Jessica's famous magazine covers way back in the day. Natalie did this USA Today interview because she's got like a movie coming out. And so she said, I remember being a teenager and there was Jessica Simpson on the cover of a magazine saying, I'm a virgin while wearing a bikini. And I was confused. Like, I don't know what this is trying to tell me as a woman, as a girl. Well, Jessica Simpson thought that Natalie should know better. And so she went off on Instagram. She posted this, like, letter to Natalie. It was so juicy. It's the celebrity feud none of us knew that we actually really needed. And Jessica said, as public figures, we both know our image is not totally in our control at all times, and that the industry we work in often ties us and tries to define us and box us into certain things. She said, being sexy in a bikini and being proud of my body are not synonymous with having sex. I have made it my practice to not shame other women for their choices. I encourage you to do the same. Whoa! Natalie responded to Jessica yesterday.
Yeah, I would never intend to shame anybody. And that was absolutely not my intention. I was really talking about the mixed messages that media puts out there for young women, right, and completely apologize for any hurt it may have caused, because that was definitely not my intention.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are actively trying for a second baby. The couple already has an 8-month-old daughter together, and he famously cheated on her while she was pregnant. Despite the cheating, sources say the reality star loves being a mom and wants daughter True to have a sibling, so they're trying for baby number 2. And Jennifer Aniston asked Jimmy Kimmel last night if he could please tell his kids to stop doing this.
We talk about your children not using my backyard as a bathroom.
That did happen.
Last year, because Jane was a lot younger, she took a
Coming up in less than an hour, one of your favorite cartoons is now deemed racist.
All right, thank you. That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, well, how do you feel about this? You might see it on your social media, most likely on Facebook. People that, you know, they're helping out. They're doing a good thing. They might have gave money to the homeless, and they're letting you know about it.
I saw somebody on my Facebook friends list yesterday do this, and I was just appalled.
See, I'm the complete opposite. All right, we'll talk about this next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay. It's going to be a little fist fight, I feel like. Or maybe we're going to at least disagree. Imagine that here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can let us know your thoughts, Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show and tweet along or leave us a comment. Send us a DM. That's at Joe and Alex Show. So, Alex, you saw something on Facebook, which is your least favorite place to be. You wouldn't be on it if you didn't have to do it for work, you said before.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand it. It's always so, just a bunch of people fishing for compliments and stuff, which is exactly what I saw yesterday. But they tried to hide it under the illusion of spreading Christmas cheer and being a good person.
All right, Grinch, tell me what you saw.
Well, this guy I went to high school with posted about how he had stopped at like a light, you know, like an intersection, and saw someone that was homeless asking for money, and he gave them money. He posted about this. And then at the end of wrapping up the story about how he gave this guy money or whatever, said, you know, like, it's Christmas time, it's important to spread Christmas cheer or something like that. And I was just like, are you kidding me? The only reason you posted this was to get a bunch of likes, to feel good about yourself, and just, it's totally self-serving.
But don't we all do that on social media when we put photos up of ourselves, for example?
Yeah, but I'm saying doing charity work.
But what's wrong with that?
I think that looks shady.
What's the harm of somebody if that is even his intention? Let's say you're dead on, you nailed him.
Why else would he share it? Why not just do it?
Because maybe he just felt inspired. I mean, I'll be honest. I drive past the same homeless person or different people that swap out. I do that, I think, every day, and I finally gave a guy a dollar like 2 weeks ago. I feel bad, but he always waves at me, does everything. I don't know, because I feel bad. What if that person really is a legit homeless person and they've got nothing?
Well, sure, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying if it's wrong or right to donate to the needy. I'm saying...
But what's wrong if I put that up there, like, hey, you know what? I just met this guy named Frank or whatever, and I gave him a dollar,
right,
and I feel good. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Because like, it's like, I'm better than you who, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, I gave money to the homeless. That's what it's like. I think it's super pretentious to post that you've done something like that for charity. Now, if you're trying to get other people involved, you're starting a thing like, hey, let's all meet up as many people as possible to meet this guy at whatever intersection and give him a hot meal and all this. That's different. But like just posting that you did it, why? Why do I need to know that?
So were you not a big fan then when everybody did the ice bucket challenge? Because like, hey, I did this. I challenge you now. And it's to raise money. Were you kind of like,
yeah, because they weren't raising money. It was all for likes and follows and
but they
to
did,
get viral videos.
That brought like a record-breaking amount of money to ALS research.
Some people did, but I think a lot of people were not doing it, though, for those right reasons.
So what you're saying is, if I had some sort of scheme to do something like this, what I need to do is get a friend and be like, hey, dude, I'm going to give this homeless guy money. Make sure you get a picture
of it.
Exactly. Then you put it on social media so it doesn't look like I'm stretching, right?
That's probably
I think when it comes to this YouTube, like people, yeah, like when you're shooting a video and setting it up, it's definitely very self-serving, but I can realize that. I'm not dumb. I'm not blind. You aren't either. But I can appreciate that what if, even though you're getting your jollies off, it does help out. I'm willing to do that because if it helps even one other person or makes, if I did something, Liv's like, you know what? I'm going to do that. Okay. Cool, even if it is self-satisfaction.
So that's what you think. Like, I have like bought people's groceries before.
That's
when I've
very
been in
nice.
Line. So if I, but I didn't post about that. You know what I mean? I don't go on there and say, guess what I did today? I paid for somebody's coffee. I bought their groceries. I did this. But if I did, you wouldn't be like, kind of, okay, you got a bad taste in your mouth. Like, why does she need to share this with people?
I mean, no, I would definitely think, and it depends if you know the person, though, too. I think part of me would be like, oh, look at Alex trying to get people to think she's such a good person, or not
that's
like you're,
what I'm
not
saying.
Like you're a bad
exactly.
person. But also, though, too, I think that's worth it. Is if you've got somebody else who's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to buy groceries for somebody. If your gesture, self-serving or not, can help out somebody else, I am cool with it at the end of the day.
You know, I had a friend do this 2 years ago, right around this time. He posted it on social media, just like how you saw, Alex, except one of those viral like groups picked up on it, and he got like 2 million likes.
See, and then he got a payday, and then he got news stories out of it. And then, you know what I mean? Then you start getting ads on your videos. It's like all this stuff I feel like everyone is searching on the internet right now for their 5 minutes of fame, and that's what this is really all about.
Do you guys smell that? It smells like jealousy.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
I mean, why Burn. Would she be jealous? She can literally stop on her way home from work today and give someone money.
Do it. You won't.
And then
yeah, do
it.
I bet you won't do it. I bet you won't go to somebody's place today and buy groceries. I bet you won't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet you won't take pork chop to the store and buy his groceries.
Yes.
The point of this is not, again, are you a good person or a bad person for doing it? Of course, it's great to do that. But what are the reasons behind you posting that you did it? That's what this is about.
I don't think any less of somebody. I mean, we all know people that are going to do stuff that is for themselves and, like, you know, they just want attention. Sure, we know that. I don't necessarily like that. But at the end of the day, I like that. Hopefully, it'll inspire somebody. So there we go. That being said, if you would like to buy my food today, Alex, or if you'd like to buy my groceries.
Funny.
Let me know. Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. caught part of this yesterday. I was stuck in a staff meeting. Oh, kill me now. George W. Bush had a very emotional eulogy to his father, who was the 41st president of the United States. Bush had the crowd laughing, too, when he shared lighthearted memories from his father's life. Bush said, to us, he was close to perfect, but not totally. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli. And, by the way, he passed that defect along to all of us.
Well, I
relate. All right, tough crowd out here.
I relate to that. I am the exact same way.
So you have that genetic defect in your family, huh?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
So there you go. You might be presidential. And by the way, man, it got really emotional, too, towards the end of the eulogy. Listen to this.
When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
I was like, I'm not crying right now. I'm chopping up onions.
Oh, my gosh. It just made me tear up.
It was such a great eulogy. It was incredible. So I'll put that up, the whole thing. You can check it out on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com. Alex, I'm curious. I told you about this yesterday. Did you actually do it? Did you get your free cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory?
I tried. I ordered. I actually got Cheesecake Factory to go from DoorDash last night. And when I put in the little promo code for my free cheesecake, it said, sorry, they're all out. It's over. I'm like, are you kidding me?
We told you to order it right at 11:30 a.m. when it started.
I know.
Well, you're not the only person that had problems. Cheesecake Factory was obviously giving away the free slices yesterday if you use DoorDash, but that wound up causing chaos at a bunch of locations as the drivers battled for parking spots and cramming into the restaurants. One driver in Virginia was even arrested for fighting with cops.
Whoa!
So maybe, you know, if you're waiting for something in Virginia and your cheesecake never came.
Well, my food was very late. It was 45 minutes late because he said it was so packed in there.
See, there you go. And you didn't even get it for free. That sucks. But you got the delivery for free. So that's cool. This is a really great story. A homeless man in Washington is being praised after he found $17,000 in cash and gave it to a food bank. The man found the bag full of money outside the food bank and waited for employees to show up before turning it over. The food bank was allowed to keep the money because no one called to claim it after 90 days. Employees said the cash will be used to expand the building so they can help out more homeless families that are in need. The homeless man was given gift cards to his favorite grocery store as a reward, but okay, you find $17,000 and you're homeless.
Wow.
You're going to turn that over?
No.
That's incredible. honestly.
I don't know if I'd turn it over. I'd be like, here's $2,000 I found.
Right.
It shows you how much we have that we probably could go without if this man can give up $17,000 and donate it to people who are in more need than he is.
Yeah. No doubt about it. That was a great gesture that man did. And finally, I think these are all pretty obvious, but I want to throw a little warning out there. A new survey was done. When you're going to see the friends and family for the holidays, do not talk about these things here. Do not bring them up at Christmas in no particular order. Politics, God, that did not happen at Thanksgiving, but I was cringing. I was waiting for somebody to start talking about that. People's personal lives, I don't mind talking.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that is, aren't you going home for the holidays?
They're saying not to talk about people's personal lives.
Well, that's stupid. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. They also say don't talk about religion. So, but I mean, it's Christmas time. Can't you talk a little religion at Christmas time?
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Don't talk about money. I don't mind talking about money.
We know you don't mind talking about money and how much you like to save it.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? Not about how much Alex makes. We can talk about that, can't we? And then life changes since last year. They're saying the big thing is like people's weight, like loss or gain. Well, I assume it's more gain. Like, if you're like, hey, Joe, you lost 20 pounds. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm like, hey, Joe, did you put on some weight?
Yeah.
Do people actually bring up weight gain at a family gathering?
Some people that are rude.
Some people, especially because, like, there's some family members that think you're, like, closer than you are. So they're like, oh, I can say that, but, like, they can't.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you? Like, where people bring up something, you're like, we're not that close. Not necessarily your weight, but you're like, whoa, you're just my uncle. We're not that close.
Yeah, kind of. Every holiday, they're just, like, asking me about boys.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so who are you dating now? How many you got? you know?
Yep. That's how it always goes.
You know? Yeah, they say relationship stuff is something you also want to avoid there.
Jeez, what do you talk about?
Yeah, well, the weather,
I guess. That's why I brought it up. I'm wondering, what would you guys talk about if you don't do those five things?
Sports.
Yeah.
There you go. Unless your team sucks.
Around Christmas, you can always talk about, like, any team, especially because, like, the playoffs for football is coming up. Also, you have the NBA seasons just kind of, like, really kind of started. And also all the games on Christmas Day. Those are always really good games.
All right. Well, I'm a Lions fan because I'm from Michigan originally, so I'm used to losing. So that's
brutal.
Cool. That's another thing I don't want to talk about. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these stories online. Go to joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I like to make things difficult. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, I'm going to make you think fast this morning, okay? I want to warm up your brain. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the brain pain.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little game called Think Fast. All you got to do is buzz in with your name and give me a guess. If you buzz in and you're wrong, you're locked out to the next question, okay? You don't lose a point, but if the answer is blue and you say green, Liv, you got to wait to the next question, okay?
Okay.
Everybody get that?
Yep.
Kind of simple here. Now, today's Think Fast is going to be kind of a Christmas edition. We're heading into that holiday season. I will give that category out. And whoever does the best out of seven, let's do that. I got seven questions. The most right, you will win. Porkchop, I'll have you keep score.
Got it.
All right. Buzz in at any time with your name. It's a tacky Christmas present that starts with the letter C.
Chops.
Liv was first. Barely. Whoa, that was loud.
Sorry.
Three. Two.
I can't say this on the radio, so I'm not excited.
Why would you really think that I would give an answer that could not be said on the radio?
Chops.
I would do that for a game. Alex.
Is it cash?
That is also wrong. No, it's not cash.
Chop. Coal.
No. A chia pet is what I was looking for.
What?
Oh.
That's a cheesy Christmas present.
You
yes.
know what? That is so funny. I just got a chia pet.
What?
Yeah, I just did. And you know what? I haven't put it up because I don't know how to do it. I know that there's directions and everything, but I just am so nervous I'm going to kill it because I suck at keeping things
there's
alive.
There's no way you could kill a chia pet.
Who is it? Is it like someone or is it who?
It's Donald Trump. and the chia seeds grow as his hair.
I want to see that.
Does it come over to the side too? Or
yeah.
Like,
right?
A special pattern?
I guess when it grows long enough, you would have to do the comb over with it. It's pretty funny.
All right. Not a good start, but there's still a chance for everybody here. All right. Buzz in with your name. Something you might find in a Christmas tree that starts with the letter T.
Chops.
Pork chop.
I was going to say tree.
No, Liv.
Okay. Go ahead.
Tree topper.
Alex.
What's the question again?
I'll actually repeat it because you didn't guess in quickly and wrong. Something you might find on a Christmas tree that starts with the letter T.
Alex Tinsel.
Darn it.
1 point for Miss Clark. Next one. See if somebody can redeem themselves over here who's been stinking. It starts with the letter S and is something you hang in your house during the holidays.
Liv.
Whoa, first of all, are you okay? That sounded really painful. What's your guess, Liv?
Stocking.
Wow, Liv's on the board.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking snowflakes.
You would have snowflakes in your house.
Yes.
All right. Wow. I don't think pork chop's going to get on the board. Just throwing that one out there. Here we go. It starts with the letter S and is a toy used in the snow.
Liv. Alex.
I heard Liv.
Sled.
Wow.
Think fast. Yeah. Ugh. All right. Next one. It starts with the letter C and is a sugary treat.
Liv. Cookie.
My goodness.
It's a sugary treat you might actually use as a decoration.
Chop.
But I said Alex.
No, you didn't. You didn't say your name.
Oh, but whenever Liv
you
answered.
Did not. I never. It doesn't matter. It starts over again.
Oh.
Pork chop, what's your guess?
Candy cane.
Yeah, you were right. Now, what's the score?
2-1-1.
All right. Two questions left.
If Liv gets this, she wins. Can't have that.
Liv, you ready to win this?
I'm so ready.
Because everybody thinks that you can't do it, but you can.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm stupid.
All right, prove that you're not dumb. It starts with the letter E and is something... I'm sorry. It starts with the letter E and is someone who either makes a...
Chops!
God, I messed up.
Elf.
Yes!
Tied.
It starts with the letter E and is someone who either makes a good helper or a spy.
I don't like how competitive Porkchop is.
Porkchop's really, just like me. You and I playing catchphrase.
So competitive.
Somebody will get hurt. All right, now listen.
I know, but like you always lose, and like Porkchop's.
I do not always lose. I'm sorry about that. All right, I hope you lose now. I'm rooting for Porkchop. All right, now listen. Alex, you can tie the game, and it'll be a three-way tie, and that's all we're doing.
I can still be in it? Okay.
Yep. If not, you guys have two each, Pork Chop and Liv. One of you can win it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Already in the game.
Buzz in whenever with your name. It starts with the letter G and is a building material.
Liv!
For
gingerbread house.
What's your answer?
Gingerbread house.
Well, I'll take it. Gingerbread. Yes, it builds a gingerbread house. Liv the Web Girl's a winner!
The last time.
Can I tell you how bummed out I am that, not that you won, like I'm happy for you, but I've been waiting so long to play Porkchop's Wind Song, and I'm not going to be able to play it today.
Well, sucks. Yeah. Sucks to suck, you
I'm
know?
Sorry. One day we'll get to play your winning song, Porkchop.
Okay.
I'm going to let everybody hear just a little preview of it real quick.
Porkchop!
that's all you get right there. You get a little bit of a tease here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Or on Twitter and Instagram, give us a follow, at Joe and Alex Show. So, I don't know why. I really don't know why she does this, but is this a trap or is this a good idea? Alex, explain your bad idea.
Every single time that I'm out in public, I love to see a girl that I think is kind of attractive, and then I'll nudge my boyfriend, the Egyptian, and I will ask him, like, ooh, do you think she's hot? Ooh, do you think she's
you
cute?
You are a psycho girlfriend.
Well, why? That's obvious. Why? Because you're constantly trying to find a way to make something a problem.
No, it's
if
not
he
a problem.
Says, yes, it is. If any man says, yeah, she's pretty, or yeah, she's hot, what? Why are you really looking at her? I just was kidding. The guy is screwed no matter what he does.
Oh,
and
no.
Yes, it is. And you're putting... I'm a man. I know this. You're putting him in a terrible position.
No, because when he has been like, yeah, I mean, she's okay. You know, then I'm like, so if you were single and you were like here alone at this bar, would you have talked to her? And he'll say yes or no. But I never get mad. Like, we never fight about that. I just think it's so interesting. I think I'm a rare breed for a girlfriend. Like, whereas that's not what I'm not insecure about that stuff. There is... Now, I am saying I am an insecure person. There are things that I'm insecure about in my relationship, but it's never jealousy of other girls. That's never been an issue.
What if you think that girl's better looking than you, like in your head, like, oh, she's way prettier than me? He's like, oh no, she's ugly. You're like, well, wait, am I ugly? Because that's what I envision you doing.
If I see a girl that's super pretty and he's saying like, nah, she's no, I'm not attracted to her, then I'm just badgering him to admit it because I know he's lying. I mean, you can tell objectively when someone is or isn't attractive.
That just like never ever has crossed my mind when I'm like out with my boyfriend.
You don't to know? I love knowing.
You don't do that with your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, then?
No, it's just never even crossed. I've never even thought about that. It's just never even crossed my mind to bring up.
I just, now explain again, Alex. Maybe I was not listening enough. Why do you do this? Because to me,
oh, it's just fun.
It's
fun. I'm just curious, yeah.
You don't think it's going to cause any problem?
No. It hasn't for me. Now, I'm not saying for other people in their relationships that it wouldn't. It probably will, because I think a lot of girls, their insecurity is, you know, being jealous of other women and thinking about their boyfriend potentially liking or being attracted to someone else more than them. But for me, that's not my issue. I just am morbidly curious.
Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you agree with Liv. Why?
I agree with her so much because I used to do it too. I would sit with my boyfriend, we would go out to eat, and I would be like, well, she's pretty, isn't she? Do you think that? And to me, it's nothing. It's just like...
So you agree with Alex, then? I'm sorry. We had the wrong... Alex is the one that does that. You say it's like no big deal. Okay, so you agree with Alex. I'm sorry about that. I had the wrong info on my screen. Alex, wow, I thought you'd be alone on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I also will look at guys, like, I'll see, like, a really, like, cute little chubby old man, and I'll look at him and be like, that's my ex. You know, I just, like, it's funny to me to do
that. I just say, like, I just, it's, I guess I think it's so crazy because I just couldn't imagine being out to dinner with my boyfriend and looking around at other girls and being like, ooh, that one. Like, what do you think?
Oh, I love doing that. I love looking at other couples and then trying to figure out, like, what they're saying. Is this their first date? Are they married for 8 years?
Oh, I've done that.
But that's totally different.
I've done that before.
That's different things. Yeah.
But I'm not, like, scoping out other girls and guys when I'm, like, on a date with my boyfriend being like, oh, what do you think of her?
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, you know, if you were single. So let's say we're out at the bar. And we'll be sitting there and I'll be like, if you were single and I was not here and you have never met me, which girl in the room right now would you go up to? And then that's what I
That's
ask.
A really bad game to be playing. Noah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You agree with me. Why?
I feel like it's like a lose-lose situation. If a girl says, hey, like, what do you think of this girl? Like, you have to say that she's ugly or not good-looking, even if she really is. Because if you say that she is good-looking, the girl's instantly going to fire back and be like, no, like, she's not going to be okay with it.
See, but I am. That's why I'm saying, for most girls, this probably wouldn't work. But for me, I never get upset when he says, yeah, she's cute. But, I mean, he's not like, oh, yeah, I want to do things to her. You know, he doesn't do that. That would be rude.
So if I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling through and I, like, pass an Instagram model and she's, like, half naked, like, posing, and my boyfriend's sitting right next to me, and be like, oh, what was that? And I'm like, oh, stop. Like, that doesn't bother me. Or even, like, if one of his roommates is like, oh, wow, check this girl out on Tinder, we will all stare at the screen, and I will even agree with them. And so my boyfriend will be like, oh, damn,
she is
hot.
So you can only do it in private and not in public is what you're saying?
No, but it's like when someone is brought to our attention. So it's not like I'm like insecure about it. But it's like I am not – when I'm out, I am not looking. I just don't even notice.
Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I agree with Alex. Sometimes when I'm out in public, I'll see a girl with a nice butt, I guess you could say, and I'll point it out. I mean, there's nothing to be jealous about. It's easy to objectively say.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think, though, Courtney, that it's putting your significant other in a bad spot? Because I think you're setting them up for a bad spot.
No, not at all. No. I don't get jealous or insecure that way.
Angie, that's what they all say.
Angie just tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, same, crying laughing. I literally get busted checking out beautiful women more than I get busted checking out a hot guy when I'm out with my husband. I'm totally always checking out
women.
No, but
it's like, I don't think that's weird. I think it's a thing where you're like, oh, like, babe, like, how would you rate that girl?
Oh, yeah. Because it's a morbid curiosity. I don't know. It's just something that I've noticed about me, and I guess, you know, you guys think it's weird, but it doesn't sound like anyone else really does.
No, I'm with you, Alex, but I learned very early on in my game that I cannot do that.
Yeah, you can, because you're playing for both teams. That would make me insecure.
Yeah, you've got an unfair advantage, poor chap. Jeez.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian West is defending her younger sister Kylie Jenner, slamming YouTube personality Christian Adam for sparking cheating rumors by spreading an image of himself purposefully imitating Travis Scott with another woman, all for the sake of a video experiment. So this picture was posted, which looked like Travis Scott with his signature braids and everything getting cozy with this girl in a swimsuit on a balcony. And the picture caused such an uproar that Travis Scott himself had to set the record straight. He tweeted, TMZ didn't post this blank. Trolls working hard today. Try again, you trolls. Me and my wifey sturdy. Only got love for my wife. No time to be wasting. Try again. So even though he denied it, speculation still brewed until this dude that had posted the photo posted a YouTube video to his channel and said, we fooled the internet with fake Travis Scott cheating photo. He said, that photo you seen of Travis Scott allegedly cheating on his significant other Kylie Jenner was completely staged and we were the guys to do it. He wanted to prove how gullible the internet is and not to believe everything you see online. He said the prank was not made to intentionally hurt Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner, or the entire Kardashian family, but Kim Kardashian feels differently. She responded on Twitter to the YouTube dude and said, I hate that I am bringing attention to this, but this is absolutely disgusting that you'd find this funny to mess with Travis and Kylie, who just started a family together. This is really damaging to relationships, families, and it's just so wrong. This is the second staged celebrity photo prank, by the way, by YouTuber in a short while, because remember, we had that YouTube guy pretend to be Justin Bieber
eating the burrito. I was just
going
to bring that up, and to me, that's funny, because first of all, it was nothing to do with Bieber's relationship,
right?
And second, do people really eat the burrito that way? Because they need to be locked up.
So now but this is, it does bring attention to so many things. news and otherwise that we see can absolutely be fabricated and, you know, clipped out, or, you know, you think something's going on when it isn't. But, like, this looks like it might be a new trend of people getting celebrity lookalikes, posing so you can't see their face totally, and then kind of saying, like, oh, look at this picture of so-and-so doing this, and it may not even be real.
Well, but, that's been going on forever, not celebrity-wise, but in general. Like, people always put out a certain image of something, you know? Like, who knows what we're really seeing?
Right, but do you think that this is becoming a trend? Like, this is just, like, a new YouTube thing? Like, we'll never know what celebrity photos are real.
I don't think it's going to become a trend, Alex, but I definitely think this is, like, a poor man's copycat attempt, because that Bieber thing was great. We all were like, oh, my God, that was Bieber. What was he doing with that burrito?
Yep.
This, not a lot of people were questioning it.
Kat Von D revealed a complete stranger donated breast milk to her newborn son. She wrote on Instagram during the first 2 days of Leifer's life. Yuck on that name, by the way.
You don't like Leifer?
Ew.
Come here, Leif.
His blood sugar count had been low, and she said, as much as I had committed myself to strictly breastfeeding, my milk just hadn't come in yet. So her doctor, I guess, suggested asking around to see if any friends might have a little bit of extra milk that they can donate, but they didn't. So she called her midwife, who found a total stranger, a woman who was willing to donate her breast milk. Von D wrote that the woman, without even knowing me and without question, stepped up and donated a few ounces to us in the middle of the night. Her milk has since come in, and she is now breastfeeding her son.
Wow, her milk brings all the babies to the yard.
My milk brings all the babies to the yard.
And they're like, wah, 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 wah.
This booby is better than yours.
I can milk you, but I have to charge.
And this is so disappointing. A group of students at a college in California labeled the cartoon VeggieTales as dangerous and racist. The students at Cal State San Marcos were taking part in the school's annual whiteness forum, and they claimed that by humanizing vegetables, the creators of VeggieTales were using the children's programming to promote racial stereotypes by making the villains racial minorities. For example, they say the evil characters sound ethnic or Latino, while the good characters in the show sound white. I didn't know that different races had different voices. We get people calling us all the time. You don't necessarily know what their race is.
I think there's something to be said with that, though, that you would say some people sound a certain way. Maybe not necessarily racially, but where you're from in the world.
I saw a tweet yesterday by a friend of ours in radio that made me laugh out loud. He said, hey guys, I just wanted to get some people together to brainstorm. I'm looking to be offended tomorrow at this time. Let me know if you have any ideas of what we can be offended about. Coming up in less than an hour, Offset's mistress is speaking out directly to Cardi B.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much, Alex. Hey, check this out. Coming up next, have you ever snooped through your significant other's phone and found something you shouldn't have? Quinn did, and she's on hold. We're actually going to talk to her because she now wants to know if she should confront someone from her boyfriend's past. Excuse me? What's going on here? We'll find out about that in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show with Ask Alex. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Ask Alex is about to happen. If you want to be on the show for that, really easy to do. Tons of ways. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also send us a direct message. We don't mind you sliding in at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can always call us. We'll talk to you off air and set something up. That number is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, Quinn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Ask Alex. Alex, what's up?
Hey, guys. So my boyfriend dated this girl like 4 years ago. And so he and I have been together for like a year and a half now. And
okay.
I'm pregnant now.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Yeah, I'm due in January, so it's getting close. Yeah.
You naming it Joe? It's a
we'll
good
think
name.
About it.
All right, cool.
So recently, the curious side of me came out, and I actually went through his emails when he was gone on a work trip. This was like a few weeks ago. And it's not that I don't trust him. Like, I totally do. I was just like really bored. You know what I mean? And I actually found emails that his ex was emailing him.
No!
Yeah. I mean, and he was super dry with her in the conversation. Like, he didn't say anything, you know, that made me not trust him. Like, everything was normal, like, hey, how are you? And he replied to most of them, like, hey, I'm fine, you know, that's it. But she said something to him, like, you should buy me coffee. And he's like, no thanks, I have a girlfriend that I do that for now. So, man. Like, she clearly, yes, she clearly knows that he's seeing someone else.
Right.
But she sent him a long email afterwards saying something like, I miss you. I just want you to be my friend. No disrespect towards your girlfriend or anything, but call me, you know?
Ooh, yeah. AKA total disrespect to your girlfriend.
She is shooting her shot.
Yeah, and then she left her phone number. And at least he didn't, like, reply to it. But I actually went in and blocked her email address and his account. You know, so I thought it was totally done. And I told myself that if I saw any more emails from her, I was just going to message her myself, you know? And just early this morning, I found another email address that she sent him an email on.
Holy smokes! She's created another email so she can get in contact with him? Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she definitely is going for it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm thinking of you. I miss you. And that was from a few days ago. And actually, he hasn't even opened it yet in his inbox until I saw it. So I want to know if I should just text her myself.
Ooh.
Yes, of course. Listen.
Right?
She is going to go around every defense you put up. You got to, like, meet this. What do they say? I always say it wrong, but you got to nip it in the bud or something like that.
No, Quinn. I actually think the opposite. I think your boyfriend seems to be handling this really well. Like, he's saying the right things. I've got a girlfriend. I'm fine. Very short. Like, his responses to me are not at all inviting her to, you know, keep in contact with him. She's just doing that on her own. He probably should have been the one to block her, but I feel like he's responding the right way, and if you message her, then he's just going to find out, because she's obviously going to tell him, like, if you reach out to her, so then he's just going to know that you were snooping, and then that's just going to cause a fight.
Not
because
true.
He's going to feel like you don't trust him.
Not true, Quinn. You could just wait a little bit till when he gets back or whatever like that, and, like, when the email's, your email's open, like, what's this? Okay, it's a bit lying, but this is a good reason to lie. I normally would not advocate, you know, sneaking through and checking everybody's stuff that kind of sounds insecure, but your situation here, you got a woman coming after your man. And you're pregnant with his baby.
And she's just being, like, so persistent, you know? Like, she made a new email. Like, that's insane.
Right. She seems like the kind of person that would show up in real life, too. I'm not sure. Do you agree more with Joe's advice or my advice? I mean, it is called Ask Alex.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Nicole, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're also on with Quinn. What do you think about this situation?
Hey, so, you know, being bored is not a reason to go through your boyfriend's emails. I mean, if you do, you've got to have a reason, and even then, you should just talk to him directly. But, I mean, he did not react once to what she was sending him. So, to me, that puts trust in him, and I feel like there's no reason to pursue it, and he's clearly ignoring her. So
what do you mean there's no reason to pursue it? She's constantly pursuing her man. She's pregnant. You're telling me if you were pregnant, Nicole, and some other hussy was trying to throw her whatever at him, you would be like, well, he's doing the right thing, I'm just gonna let it be?
I would trust my boyfriend.
Okay, I don't believe you. I'm sorry, but there's no way anybody would sit back. If somebody was coming after my wife and I saw that, I'm just supposed to trust my wife?
I mean, I would go to her and be like, look, leave him alone. Clearly he has no interest in you. Like, this was, what, 4 years ago from what she's saying? Like, she needs to drop it.
All right, thank you for the call this morning. Quinn, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why didn't your boyfriend, you know, tell you about these emails? You're saying he never did?
Why would he tell her? He doesn't want to worry her. She's pregnant.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like I even said, like, it's not that I don't trust my boyfriend. It's just that, like, this is really concerning me that this, like, weird woman is coming back into his life after 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, starting to get ticked off. Like, do I text her? Like, because I want to, like, meet up with her. Like, hey, let's meet up at Waffle House or something and, like, let's settle this.
Yeah, because, I mean, when fights happen, at Waffle House is where fights go down. I'm all about a good old-fashioned chick fight at the Waffle House, but
no.
You're pregnant. I don't want you fighting. What if something happens to the baby?
Well, someone needs to set her straight, though, you know?
All right, let's see what people think.
What?
Quinn, I like Quinn. Man, Quinn, you're kind of getting me excited here. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. 833-563-2539. Also on social media. Where do we have this posted up, Alex?
Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
All right, we'll do that next here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Quinn's on the show. By the way, she's pregnant with her boyfriend's baby. They've been dating for, what, a year, year and a half now? But out of the blue, from 4 years ago, Quinn's boyfriend's ex has been messaging him online with an email. He's been doing really good. It's like, no, that's cool. Like, I don't want to go out with, you know, have coffee with you. That's what my girlfriend's for. And just keep on being very persistent. Quinn, though, looked into the email, checked it out, you know, kind of logged in because it was still there. And she even blocked the email so the girl couldn't get a hold of her boyfriend anymore. And guess what? She made a new email to reach out to her man.
Joe thinks that it would be a good idea for her to meet up with this chick or text this chick and confront her. Quinn is pregnant. I mean, she needs to relax, stay calm, not escalate issues. She should just not text her or contact her in any way, in my opinion. I mean, her boyfriend responded, I think, very fairly and said, matter of factly, I have a girlfriend. I can't meet up. I can't talk to you. And she, yes, the girl keeps messaging him, but I don't know.
Yeah, Quinn, you talked about, too, like, you want to kind of fight this girl. And I would recommend this. If you're going to get into a fight, like you said, at Waffle House or something, make sure you avoid stomach punches. Other than that, I mean, you should be golden. Like, you can fight when you're pregnant. I've seen it before.
I don't think we have to throw down, like, that hard. I just, you know what I mean? Like, someone needs to get in their face, like, even if it's just verbal.
Oh, man, you should throw.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, protect down low. The head will be okay. Let's talk to Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi there. I was just going to say that I think that Quinn's boyfriend is handling it well. But one thing that you said was, well, if this was happening with you and your wife, you said, well, what am I supposed to do, trust my wife? And I found that to be very sad.
Well, Bonnie, you know
what? Because you're married, and I'm sure you have a great marriage, but, yeah, you should trust your wife to handle it.
Well, my wife might disagree. I try to be a good husband every day. Bonnie, I think that came out wrong or misinterpreted. My point is, I'm just supposed to, like trust her and let her keep on dealing with that. If I know about it, I should step in as a husband and end that. I shouldn't just sit back there and be like, well, I'll let my wife deal with somebody trying to, you know, slide in the sausage.
Well, no. I don't know. I kind of see things a little bit differently. And I think that this Quinn's boyfriend is actually handling it very well. And I kind of feel like if Quinn was to, you know, confront this woman, since she obviously is not really.
Yeah, kind of like a homewrecker.
Like, she's gonna escalate the situation.
Okay. Hey,
exactly.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Live the web girl, what's up?
Taylor says, make him tell her to back off. Clearly, he's trying to be nice about it, but now it's time to not be nice about it.
All right, let's go to line number four this morning. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, so I think that she should definitely confront him and the girl.
Hey, Haley, talk directly into your... Haley, talk right into your phone. I can barely hear you.
I think that she should confront her boyfriend and the girl. You know, my husband and I, when we were dating, he was texting a high school friend that they supposedly had something but never amounted to anything. And when I found out about it, all the text messages were deleted. And he said, oh, it was an accident. And you have to press multiple buttons. So, I mean, since then, he doesn't really text her anymore, but I definitely think she should confront him.
Oh, definitely. I'd be like,
are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
Your boyfriend, though, her boyfriend was being fishy. And I don't think Quinn's boyfriend's being fishy. I think he responded in an honest, true way.
And I agree with that. I just think that she needs to stand her ground and let them know, like, hey, if you're not in it to win it, then I can do this on my own.
Defend your castle. Why are you going to let people attack your castle?
Strike him down. No, he's only going to be upset because she didn't trust him to handle it on his own, and she was snooping. That's what this is going to end up.
Michaela, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about the situation Quinn's going through?
All right, Quinn. I was literally in your same position. I've been dating a guy about almost roughly 5 months now. And in the beginning, when his ex-girlfriend found out we were talking, mind you, she's in a whole other relationship. I think he proposed to her and everything. And she actually showed up at his house one morning while I was sleeping.
Oh.
Came in. She stole his phone and got his phone. And, you know, he obviously had to go after her. And, you know, I didn't trust him. And I was like, why is she showing up? You know, yada, yada. And I'm the type of girl to take situations in my own hands. Well, fast forward a couple months later, he ended up, he was like, let's just take a break, whatnot, for a week. week later, he came back. He's like, you know, if you're really what I want, let's do this.
He slept with her to figure it out.
She found out, and we were at dinner one night. She actually showed up at dinner, caused a huge scene at dinner, went outside and poured queso and salsa all over my car.
So, hold on. She wasted queso and salsa? She's an animal.
She literally went outside, poured queso and salsa on my car, and it's dark outside, so I had no idea.
Ew.
The next morning, I was like, really upset, and, you know, he was like, Michaela, you know, just ignore it. He's like, I promise if you ignore her, she'll go away. Well, she was the type of person who would download fake text messages, like the text message app on her phone, and she would call and blow his phone up. And it was just wild how, like, she was trying to get to him. And, yeah, I found out the next day, and I saw, you know, dried up queso all over my car. And he finally was like, you know, once you ignore her, she goes away. And I did. So, I mean, if he's doing that, and he, you know, he's saying everything is fine, you know, he's not really acknowledging her, then I would trust it.
I'm sorry. After hearing about queso and salsa being wasted, I don't think you can wait any longer.
Lock her up.
Yeah.
I know. I believe me, I'm the type of girl to take situations in my own hands. And I was just like, you know what? And, you know, it's enough is enough. And then I really sat back and I was like, is she really worth it? Like, I have a really good job and she just wasn't worth it at the time. And
I
ignored her and she went away.
I think my significant other is worth more than any job. Like, if I had to defend my wife, Lindsay, I think it's worth more than me being on this show.
Oh.
I'm just throwing that out there. I love you, babe. Quinn. What do you think? You've heard a lot of people giving advice today for Ask Alex.
Well, I don't know about that, like, queso thing, but I really don't want that to happen to me. So, it's, like I'm saying, like, nothing against my boyfriend, anything like that. It's just that I don't want this to get out of control. To the point, like, because what if she starts stalking him and stuff? What if she shows up at our place? You know what I mean?
Or, you know, like you said, God forbid, waste good food.
Please, just
waste good food.
Well, let's
just
quit bringing up bad stuff. It hurts me to think about that. All right, well, Quinn, we wish you the best. And if anything else develops, please feel free to reach back out to us and we'll have you on for a follow up, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, well, I don't know about that situation.
If you have something to say to Quinn and her situation so she can read it, if you didn't get through on the air, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We will retweet you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation. Call us, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You know, I didn't want to do it at first, but last night I sat down with my wife, Lindsay, and we watched one of her all-time favorite Christmas movies. It was Elf, and it got me thinking, like, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Like, you think this is the number one best one. You can call us and let us know, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And if anybody calls in, by the way, as a side note saying, Die Hard, get out of here. That is not a Christmas movie. That's a whole separate debate. For me, I think I'm also the same as Liv the Web Girl. My favorite Christmas movie has got to be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That is a classic. You have to watch that every single year, and that is hands down better than anything. I'm not saying there's not other good Christmas movies, but I can't think of a better movie than that.
I have only seen that maybe half of it once.
Only half?
Yeah, I don't even think I finished it. Like, I can't even remember what happens.
I'm going to assign you to watch that this holiday season and give us a follow-up on that. Liv the Web Girl, I mean, hop on the mic here this morning and let us know because you are a huge fan of Christmas Vacation.
Yes, huge fan of Christmas Vacation. That's definitely my top favorite.
Now, what do you like about the movie? You can't swear, obviously, but because there's some famous lines that involves a lot of swearing.
I think it is so funny. It's so hysterical. And just there's so many things that are like upfront funny and then so many other kind of like hidden things in the background or like comments that you can barely hear that are absolutely hysterical too. It's like every time you watch it, you find out something that's like more and more funny. And also I like that it's like a Christmas vacation and basically this family has their relatives over for like an entire almost like 2 weeks throughout the holidays.
That would be hell. I could not handle my family for more than a week.
Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of like old school Christmases, I feel like. And also like everything that happens is like stuff that you can see happening to your family, obviously like exaggerated, but like everyone has like an Uncle Eddie, everyone has like the prissy like grandma, like it's just like I don't
Clark
know.
The pooper's full.
It's so good.
Oh, I love that movie. Let's talk to Zoe. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What is your Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie is hands down, It's a Wonderful Life.
Boring.
Yeah, I hate to hate on you, Zoe, but really? Explain why you like it so much. Yeah, explain.
Okay, so I don't think I actually watched it for the first time until like high school. This is not a big thing in my family. But for one thing, I adore Jimmy Stewart. And I just feel like he has a really sweet, like, convincing portrayal.
I would say hey, I watched this movie with my grandparents, and that's why it has sentimental value. But isn't that at the end, the girl's like, whenever you hear a bell ring, an angel cuts its wings.
That's definitely the cheesiest part.
Ew.
I will say that.
Not my jam.
And the rest of it.
No.
All right, Zoe, I'm surprised by that one. I'd say a modern movie, I really enjoy Elf. I never watched it for the longest time, but then I again watched it last night with my wife, Lindsay, and that is such a funny, like, awesome movie. It's Will Ferrell, though. Like, he just totally pulls it off. I really enjoy it.
It's a fun one. My favorite Christmas movie is The Holiday. That's my all-time favorite. I have to watch it every single holiday season.
It sounds familiar. What's the plot or who's in that?
It's a romantic comedy. It has Cameron Diaz in it, and it has Kate Winslet in it, and they trade houses. One lives in America, one lives in England, and they trade for the holidays, and it is so freaking good, and there's romance, there's cute kids, everything is
okay,
great.
Help me out here. I feel like it's almost kind of geared towards women. There's another movie, and my wife brings, she loves watching it. I think it's a Christmas movie where the guy's like a prince or somehow royal. Is he royalty of some sort or like a leader of a country?
Are we talking about Love Actually?
Is that what it is? Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Well, one of the people in it is like in politics in London. So
I think that's it. Yeah, but isn't that like a kind of a Christmas movie?
Is it a prime minister or something like that? Love Actually is a Christmas movie, yes. And I don't like that movie.
You don't? Why don't you like
everyone
that
does.
One?
It's also Taylor Swift's favorite Christmas movie, and she loves it. I do not like Love Actually.
Oh, I love Love Actually. My wife actually got me into that one. And I think a classic one I go back to, I don't think it's as good as Christmas Vacation, but Home Alone. I mean, I think Home Alone is probably one of the most iconic ones of all time. I think it's dope.
Home Alone 2 is better than Home Alone 1.
Explain.
It's just so much better. It's one, it's not as scary. Two, you see all the glamour of New York City and beauty of New York City. It's just way better.
Christina's on the Joe and Alex show, and you actually have Home Alone as well. Which one's better, one or two?
One.
Oh, Liv, you've been called out saying you're wrong. Surprise there.
Well, Home Alone's like, it's a classic. One and two are great, but the first one's the best.
I feel like movies aren't that good most of the time when you have a remake. Like,
which is it, two, where he's in the hotel? That's my favorite, too.
It's a good one, but number one's completely original. It's the best.
All right, Pork Chop, you got any movies you like Christmas-wise?
How?
Let me turn your mic up.
How has no one said A Christmas Story?
I think it's just...
I think we're burnt out by it.
Yeah.
What? I don't think it's bad, but it's like... I mean, there's funny lines. Like, Fragile! I get that. And I get like, you'll shoot your eye out. Or the kid do the whole thing for Ovaltine, and it's just a big ad.
Love it, but yeah, I mean, I think it's just tired. Elf is getting tired for me, too.
But does Daddy Pork Chop, is that your go-to right there?
Almost, definitely. I could watch that every single Christmas.
All right. Well, remind me not to come over for movie night at your place. Live the web girl.
There's another one that I absolutely love, Miracle on 34th Street.
This is getting worse as
we go on. I don't like It's a Wonderful Life because I can't understand people talking when they're in black and white. Like, it's really hard for me to follow, I swear.
Wait. But how does it matter if they're in black and white?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get into it, but it's hard for me to follow. But Miracle on 34th Street, you can get the one that's kind of in color. And it is so cute and sweet. I love it.
Now, if you've never heard this before, too, it's a fun fact, Alex, if you can explain about Live the Web Girl, when it comes to black and white, like in color.
Yeah, Liv thought for her entire life, or most of it until recently, that the world was black and white when black and white film was a thing. Like, the reason TV and movies were black and white was because the world was. Color didn't exist. And then she thought one day color existed.
Well, Liv, I'm actually colorblind, so when I look at you talking, that's exactly how I feel.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful right there? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I'm excited to hear about these, unless they're all a bunch of lames, but we would like to know this morning, who did you know before they were famous? Also, can we meet them now that they're famous? Will you take us with you? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, we just were talking a second ago. You have a connection to Ariana Grande, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say so. I used to work at a radio station in New York, and the morning show was Nick Cannon. And we had this guy on our promotions team, and Nick Cannon saw him and really liked him. And he put him on Wild and Out, and then he went on to host SNL, and then he went on to date Ariana Grande.
Wait, Pete Davidson?
Yeah, I used to work with Pete Davidson before he was, like, famous.
I am so honestly annoyed and ticked off that you have kept this juicy scoop from us, and I have talked about Pete Davidson in the garbage almost every freaking day.
You know what? Even better, Alex. I did this for Liv, but you were on vacation, so I'm going to scroll all the way back in my Facebook messages to 2011.
You have a picture with him?
Not with him, but I used to photograph him when he would go do his comedy thing, his comedy skits,
okay.
And he actually used my photos as his Facebook profile.
Oh my gosh, we're going to post that up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex.
Oh, man.
See the picture that Porkchop actually took of Pete Davidson.
Am I allowed to do that now?
How do we know he actually took the picture?
Because I could actually get my camera. No, I'm sure I'd deleted it by now, but I mean, I did.
Yeah, I believe you.
Your 2-megapixel camera.
No, Porkchop is an honest man.
I had a good camera, actually. Oh, and I know someone else too, real quick. You guys know Carl Anthony Towns?
No.
What? Liv? You don't? He's like the star basketball player for the Minnesota Timberwolves,
okay,
the tall guy.
I don't know anything about sports. Wait, the guy who went to UK?
Yes. Yeah, so I actually went to elementary school with him. I was in eighth grade and he was in kindergarten and I was his big brother.
The only basketball player I know from UK is the guy with the unibrow because he looks like Helga Pataki from
Hey
Arnold.
Oh, you know him? Yeah, he's got to get that thing waxed.
I can't believe you don't know Carl Anthony Towns.
Sorry, I don't.
Yeah, that's a name that everybody just says, oh my God.
Oh my God,
Carl Anthony Towns.
You're
guys, look.
Tripping.
We're talking about who you knew before they were famous. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, let's talk to Alexa. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Alexa? Who'd you know?
I don't know if you guys know Trevor Jackson.
Let me Google
it. Trevor Jackson. Is he like a Jackson 5 member?
He's a performer.
No. He like has a new show. It's called Blackish or Grownish.
He was on Disney Channel in the movie Let It Shine. He played Chris McDuffie on that. Okay, so he's like kind of like a C-list actor.
Yeah.
All right, that's not bad though. That's kind of what we're looking for.
He's cute.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That means it's a really big deal.
I'm sure somebody, especially a kid, knows who he is.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What famous person did you know like before they became famous?
Well, I went to elementary school with one Jennifer Lawrence.
What? Oh my God, that is my hall pass. Even if my wife doesn't know about it.
I remember you mentioning that before, way back when on the show. So went to elementary school, specifically fourth and fifth grade is more of like a memory I'm kind of remembering. Jennifer and I were actually fairly close. We went over to her parents' house, kind of, this is, you know, before boys and girls started kind of interacting that way, but at the same time, that's kind of when the hormones start to flow.
Did you kiss her? Did you make out with Jennifer Lawrence? Because if so, I want to make out with you.
Well, we went to visit like all of the tree houses on our property. Her parents own a summer camp.
Did you not kiss her?
I don't let him tell.
I mean, this is public radio. I you know, we maybe sit down for another conversation.
Have you listened to the Joe and Alex show? Did you give her tongue or not?
He was little. He was in elementary school.
That's a perfect way to ask that. No tongue.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I honestly, I want to meet this guy, Zach, and just hit him on the lips.
What do you know about her? I mean, give us, like, one really good
memory. Does she smell funny?
Let's see. Well, for reasons I guess I can't say, we always sat next to each other in class. And we were pretty good friends, to be fair. But probably the one memory that sticks out the most is that at the time there was, like, a Ja Rule and ironically, you said Jennifer Lopez. A Ja Rule and J-Lo song.
Yes. I'm Real? Is that what you're thinking of?
I'm Real, the Murder remix. Yeah.
My love. Yes,
I'm Real. Yeah, I remember this.
That one, absolutely.
Okay.
So, for some reason, we had the radio on in class, and that was kind of before that was really the thing to do. But, you know, it's a radio, so they weren't going to say anything that are fourth and fifth grade years to you. Uh-huh. And one line in that song, J-Lo says, "And when I'm feeling sexy."
Yes.
And J-Lo, Jennifer Lawrence, she sang along to that. And, I mean, at the time, my 9-10-year-old brain couldn't really handle that mixed with the hormones that were starting to flow. And let's just say I wasn't getting up to sharpen my pencil for a few minutes after that.
Nice.
Jennifer Lawrence saying, "And when I'm feeling sexy." I'm feeling sexy.
Oh, no.
That is fantastic.
Singing
right along to it. She hit every note.
Wow. Yeah, I can imagine for a little boy that would be confusing.
I'm just living through you right now.
That's an incredible story, Zach. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Take it easy, guys.
I legit kind of want to, like, make out with him just to say I made out with J-Law.
He spent a lot of time with her. She's in class with him, sat next to him for a long time, and he went to her parents' camp and walked around the property together. That's a pretty big deal.
Jackie's on the Joe and Alex show. Who'd you know before they were famous?
Josh McDermott, who plays Eugene on The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
I love The Walking Dead.
How'd you know him?
I worked with him at Costco in the late 1990s, like 95 through 99.
That is so random.
He is the goofiest character, uh-huh, and so funny. And to see him on The Walking Dead playing this geek and the way that he played, it just doesn't make sense. I'm still astonished every time I see him on there. Like, that's not the Josh I knew.
So the Josh that you knew working at Costco, was he talking about how he wanted to be an actor?
No, there were a couple people there that talked about being a comedian, and he was one of them, which he kind of got a push after he got fired.
Ooh, he got fired for what?
Probably eating all the samples.
I don't really want to say, but no, we were shocked that he got fired.
You have to tell us.
Just censor it. If it's bad, just censor it PG-13, but please tell us.
Oh, my God, I can't.
He'll never know. He doesn't live here. Yeah, he lives in L.A.
You think he listens to our show?
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
Hint.
Well, a customer lost her diamond ring, and we were supposed to be on the lookout for it if we ever came across it, and he found it in one of the clothing pods and sold it.
That is so juicy.
Well, hey, he could pay it back now.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
I know, but see, once he got fired, though, he went on to bigger and better things because he became a character on one of the country stations there, and he was Josh the janitor.
Wow.
And he would drop in every once in a while and say something funny. And
I'm here to mop the floor.
So what you're saying is that my stop in morning radio is actually just a detour onto my way to becoming an amazing actress in Hollywood.
Right.
To become a janitor.
Stone.
Hey, Jackie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Oh, my gosh, we got to talk to Crystal real quick. Crystal, who did you know before they were famous?
Eva Longoria.
Oh, my God. Did you kiss her, too?
Actually, I spent Easter with her in 1999, me and my children. She's the cousin of my aunt's husband.
Oh, my gosh. So what is she really like?
She's just like she is. She's fun, and she's energetic. And I actually knew her when she was a Laker girl, and she had only appeared on General Hospital at the time.
Oh, my gosh. That is so incredibly juicy. Do you have her phone number now or her email? Like, do you ever keep in contact with her?
No, but I do have pictures with her and my children when at Easter at her house, her mother's house.
That
in Texas.
Is incredible.
Okay,
cool.
You know what? I got to admit something that's embarrassing. Crystal, that's cool, but for some reason in my head when you said Eva Longoria, I thought you were talking like about Sofia Vergara because that. That'll do it for me. Oh, wow. Well, that's really cool.
Eva Longoria.
All right. No problem with that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
If somebody actually met Sofia Vergara, please tell me all about
it. It's the Joe and Alex show. Who cares about this garbage?
Well, yesterday I told you about how Cardi B and Offset have been married for a little more than a year, but now they are calling it quits and getting divorced because apparently Offset cheated on her again. We've already known that he's cheated on her several times, but she stayed with him. And this time, the woman that he cheated on her with uploaded a video of herself crying online yesterday. Her name is Summer Bunny.
I'm a very genuine person, and I'm not here to break up our family or mess up what she has going on with her husband. I'm very sorry that I didn't think about my worth as a young lady, and I just hope that she can overcome this.
I'm just very confused. Cardi B was not famous, if we're talking about a normal, everyday couple, then I can understand that, because he could have lied and you could have not known that he was with somebody else and then be upset like that you're now a homewrecker. But as far as this goes, obviously everyone knows who Offset is and everyone knows who Cardi B is. There's no way that she didn't know who she was sleeping with and that he was already married. You know?
No,
so do you feel,
I get that.
Do you feel bad? Does she make you feel bad for her?
I don't feel bad for her, but maybe she genuinely, like,
regrets,
I don't know.
Yeah,
she regrets it. We all get caught up in the moment. I mean, we can all be human and be lustful and want to hook up.
Taylor Swift appeared on stage at the Ally Coalition talent show in New York City. It's an LGBTQ youth fundraiser that she went to. She joined her good friend Hayley Kiyoko on the stage for an acoustic performance of her song Delicate.
Is it cold outside, darling? Is it too soon to do this yet? Because I know that it's delicate.
Other artists performed there, Lana Del Rey, Regina Spektor, and a bunch more. Proceeds from that show went towards supporting the TAG organization's work with marginalized and at-risk LGBTQ youth, according to the website. And Kevin Smith, if you are a Star Wars fan, you know who he is. He ended up doing an interview and got really emotional while talking about visiting the set of the newest Star Wars film that he's going to be in.
This movie looks fantastic. It's a year away. I wept on set because I saw somebody give a career best performance, somebody I've seen in these movies before. I rolled a tear. It was so darn powerful.
And that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Hey, check this out. Coming up in about 7 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show, this might be the new way to keep tabs on your kids. Now, some people are saying, oh my God, this is a terrible way to do it. I think there might be some merit to it. We'll share it with you coming up on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Parents, what do you think about this when it comes to keeping an eye on your kids, you know, kind of monitoring them? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. It feels like we're stepping up the monitoring game more and more and more. There's things in your phone that could track where your kids are going. It's way different than back in the day. It's just you called and checked on a parent like, hey, is Joe over there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's there. Because some people are saying that this is a great idea. Other people are like, oh my gosh, my kid's not a criminal. Here's what they're saying.
Lock them in a room and throw away the key?
Maybe. No. They're saying you should do this for your kids. You should get them an ankle bracelet. You guys have heard of GPS monitoring, right?
Like probation?
Kinda, yeah. This is a GPS monitoring system for teens, but it's actually done through an app on the cell. It's a Clearwater company. They're now offering the GPS ankle bracelet monitoring. It makes their location available to parents no matter what, no matter where they're at.
Guess what? Your kid is never, especially a teenager, going to ever say okay to wearing this.
Yeah, what teenager is going to be like, oh yeah, I'll wear that ankle bracelet? And also, hey, yeah, I can be like, oh, I'm going over to Chelsea's to spend the night tonight. Go to Chelsea's, leave it at her house, and then go to a party down the street and get hammered.
Well, good thing I'm not done with the story, because that's not even possible, Liv. Okay. The owner said he started up the service when a mom called him asking for help after his daughter kept running away. Now, this service costs $8 or $10 a day, depending on which monitor you actually choose, and that he says that parents come to them when they got runaways, kids doing drugs, skipping school, or maybe just teenagers getting mixed up with the wrong crowd. Now, here's what he has to say about taking that ankle bracelet off. He said, even if you try to saw on the rubber, we know immediately that you're tampering with the device.
Oh my gosh, this is psychotic.
The ankle monitors can track where a teen goes at any time of the day, and the more advanced version can even check up on them, kind of like how you have the Nest Cam where you can talk back and forth. It can do that too, so it can kind of listen into what you're saying.
How? That is like such an invasion of privacy. That is insane. Also, how creepy is that? Like, you're trying to sit there and make out with like a boy or your boyfriend, and then all of a sudden your mom's like, sweetie, stop.
Ew.
Then what's wrong with that? Because you shouldn't be making out with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. That's why the ankle monitor is needed.
There are certain things that are okay.
If I'm 17 years old, if I'm 18 years old in high school.
He even said, Alex, that parents use this monitor to track their kids that might risk into, you know, possible child trafficking or human trafficking.
See, I get
what a great idea.
But how are you going to put it on your child? You're going to have to hold them down and force it onto their ankle, because no kid's going to say, sure, I'll put this on. So how do you even get it on is the thing. I mean, I was so creative when it came to lying to my parents about where I was. I would, when people used to three-way on house phones, I would call, have a friend of mine whose house I was supposed to be at, call me, and then they would, or I would call them, and then they would three-way my parents at the house so I could say, hey, you know, I'm at so-and-so's house or whatever. So on the caller ID, it shows up that I'm at their house, and I'm talking to them on the phone from their house. I would do all this kind of stuff to lie about where I was. I mean, kids will always do that.
They'll
it doesn't matter what
out.
You have them wearing.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. That's exactly why we need this.
I just think it is an invasion of privacy, and it's just gone too far. Like, that is too much. Why are you trying to control your kids?
What's the
so
difference
much?
Between because people are worried about their kids.
I disagree
with Liv. There is a certain lack of privacy whenever you are still living in your parents' home.
Oh, I get it for sure.
But you have to, I think we need to worry more I think parents should worry more about building a relationship with kids so that they feel more open to trust them and talk to them about issues than forcing an ankle bracelet on them with a camera on.
Right, they go hand in hand. But if your kid's like already in a bad spot, I don't think this is a bad idea.
See, now I think that I would not be the same woman as I am today if I hadn't snuck out a little bit in
and
high
made
school.
Out with boys and stuff.
I'm not necessarily make out with the boys, but just snuck out in high school. That made me who I am
today.
Dude,
I snuck out of the house one night to go play Guitar Hero with people. It's not always hooking up.
And not at all. It's not even hooking up. It's not always drinking.
Yeah.
Like,
there was no drinking.
No.
I just wanted to stay out later than my parents wanted me to.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. If I had it my way, by the way, Alex and Liv would both have ankle monitors still. 833-563-2539 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. Parents, what do you think of getting your kid what they want? An ankle bracelet. Alex and Liv say this is out of control and I'm absolutely crazy. But this guy in Tampa, he says in Florida, he says he sells a lot of them, and it's helping parents with kids that are just running away all the time, kind of being troublemakers. I mean, it's impossible. Once they cut it off, they know instantly that you're doing it. It's sad that it comes to that, but I think sometimes you got to put your kids' safety first. Let's talk to Vanessa on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say, Vanessa?
Yes, I think the ankle thingy bracelet is crazy. Because so now you have my child looking like he's a criminal versus me actually being a parent and having a bond with him where he is able to talk to me and tell me and be honest with me. I think 18 and 19-year-olds, yeah, they're going to sneak out every once in a while, but hey, you're already getting up there in age.
That's what I think.
And I think every 14, 15, 16-year-old, you have to have that conversation with them. You have to be able to have a bond with them, and that bond starts early. I have a 15-year-old, and so when he was dating this girl, the parents would either pick him up or I would take him to the movies with the little girl. You know where they're at. So you know, hey, what my kid is capable of and what he's not capable of.
Yeah.
So, and I got him an iPhone for that reason. I can track his little booty.
Unless he leaves the iPhone somewhere. I mean, if you never watch like a TV show, they leave it all the time.
What kid is going to leave their phone behind?
None.
If there's some booty involved, I'll leave the phone behind.
I knew one girl in high school, so she could go to parties, but she was like a little psycho. So.
Oh, there we go. Let's talk to Desiree. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
Hey, what
up? I'm actually a teenager myself, and my parents tracked me with this app called Life360. And so basically, if my phone's off or anything like that, they can still see where my phone is at. And so, like, they can track, you know, where I'm at. Like, they can also track how, like, fast I'm going or, like, if I use my phone when I drive.
Whoa.
And, like, it sounds like a problem. Like, when I first got, like, they put the app on my phone, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be awful. But I can also see where they are at, like, and track them so we can all track each other. And, like, that issue where you're like, well, you can just leave your phone at a place. Honestly, the fear of doing that where my parents try to contact my phone and I don't have it on me scares me more than, like, getting in trouble for, like, going away. So, it's just a whole thing of trust and, you know, respecting your parents. That is the big thing. Because I know there's a lot of teenagers out there that do sneak out and all this stuff, but also
most of their parents don't even care, whereas mine, as long as they know where I'm at, it's fine. So, like, they know where I'm at, but they don't know what I'm doing.
All right. Hey, Desiree, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. You got something there, Liv, you're pondering about?
Well, I was just going to say, people have said if, like, to a kid wants to run away, they can put this on their ankle and it might keep them from running away. If a kid wants to run away, they're going to find a way to saw that ankle thing off of their ankle and run away.
Well, I was going to say, if you have a teenager that's running away or wanting to run away, you have way bigger problems than just trying to figure out where they're going. It's like, why are they even wanting to run away? That's the problem that you need to be tackling. Your kid clearly has issues that they're struggling with.
Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
I think this is completely ridiculous.
How
I agree
so?
With Alex. Instead of spending time, like, being overbearing to your children, spend time building a relationship. Get to know your child.
Yeah.
I mean, spend time with them. That's all it takes. Like, my parents were complete opposites. My mom was my best friend. I was popular. I had other friends. But my mom, I told her everything. And she trusted me. She knew I wasn't out doing crazy stuff. My dad was completely overbearing because of my older sister doing crazy things, and he never let me do anything. When I grew up and left, it took me years to speak to my dad again and reestablish a relationship. Like, I think being overbearing and doing this to your children is a surefire way for them to grow up and get the hell away from you and not want to speak to you again.
Christina, hey, yeah. You sound like as an adult you need an ankle bracelet.
Hey, that's not nice.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let us know what you think on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex show. Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and I have got to give a dummy of the day shout out because this honestly made me so happy inside. It made my day yesterday. I got a video from Marley McKee, I believe it is, and I'm going to play it, but it's really more of a visual here. But her and her daughter, they listen to the dummy of the day. So it's more of a video I'm going to put up there on our story so you can see it.
Oh, they have a filter on.
Look how cute they are.
Yeah,
it's so cute. I guess they like to sing along. Oh, that's awesome. That just made me so happy. So we appreciate you listening to the Dummy of the Day and all of our stuff and sending us DMs at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get in to the Dummy of the Day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
A 59-year-old man named Earl Jethro ordered a meal at Popeye's Chicken in New Orleans.
That's amazing.
Then, well, he had some sort of issue with condiments. Doesn't everybody have issues with condiments?
Not enough, too much.
They want to charge you. It's like, listen, if I want my dipping sauce, give me the dipping sauce. If I want extra ketchup, who cares what I'm going to use it for?
Now you're making me want Popeyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little hungry, too. Well, he ultimately decided to handle the situation by chucking his chicken across the room.
Whoa!
Thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? And he pulled a gun from his waistband and pointed it at the manager. Luckily, nobody was hurt, and Earl ended up leaving. He was, though, however, arrested after cops found him causing a scene at Church's Chicken right across the street.
He, you know what? Him and I would get along. We both have a huge love for all things chicken tender and chicken nugget.
Yeah, but I don't want you pulling a gun out when you got a problem with your order, okay?
Yeah, Jethro, we got to work on that, honey.
According to the police report, he was a little bit wobbly on his feet and smelled of alcohol and booze.
Yeah.
He's facing two separate charges for aggravated assault with a firearm and disturbing the peace while drunk. I don't think it's okay what he did, but I think it's okay to get a little heated when they want to short you on the sauce.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a fair reason to be upset.
Very relatable.
Totally. So I don't know. I hate to say it, Earl Jethro, but you're our Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Radio Now.
Come on.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. Do you share this with your significant other? I know it's going to sound like it's a trust issue, but I don't like sharing stuff like this. I'm talking about like passwords and logins. Do you share that with your significant others? Whether they're your husband or wife, like Alex, you got the Egyptian Liv, you got Jewel Daddy, Pork Chop, you got your boyfriend Chase. Do you guys already share passwords, or is that something you're not comfortable with?
We have each other's phone passwords. I don't know his password, like Instagram and Facebook and stuff.
Would you give that to him, or would you ever ask for that?
No.
Why?
I have his phone password. That's enough, because I can take his phone and then I can just open what I want.
See, that's what I don't like. Live the web girl.
Yeah, so I have my boyfriend's phone password. That's more for just like convenience if like we're looking up directions or something like that. And yeah. He has mine. But no, I would never, ever do that. One, it's a breach of privacy. And
she's crossing her fingers.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, like, I wouldn't do it, but I did it.
And two, there's nothing interesting going on there.
I like to look. It's for my peace of mind.
Wait, do you actually look?
Once in a while.
You see, that's why you don't share that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I just have his phone in my hand and we're driving and I'm doing the Spotify playlist or, you know, something like that, then I'm looking up.
Oh, I'm just looking up a Taylor song. Don't worry. That's all I'm doing.
You're looking up, like, his Instagram?
Sure, why not?
According to a new survey, just under half of people say they share their passwords with their significant other. 28% of men, 17% of women say after they shared their password, it made them trust their partners more. 16% of people say the passwords help them catch the other person cheating via social media.
I'm just nosy. That's all.
Yeah, well, here's what could happen. 12% of people say they've broken up because something of what they found when they were logging in, looking around because they shared the code.
Imagine if they wouldn't have been looking. They wouldn't have found it.
And you wouldn't have known. You would have been fine.
No, then you would have been in a lie, living a lie.
I don't know about all that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. When it comes to actual passwords, are you the kind of person that says, yeah, I like to share them or I don't? So if somebody does not want to share their password, you think that means they're insecure?
It means they're hiding something.
Yeah, okay, because I don't like sharing stuff. So you think that means I must be hiding something.
Yeah, wait, so do you and Lindsay do this? I want to know that.
We, for the longest time, like we have joint bank accounts now, but I didn't.
What do you mean now? Well, this is recent?
No, I well, somewhat. I don't.
Wait a minute. You guys didn't share your bank accounts like leading up to getting married?
No.
Or, like, once you got married, you started sharing.
Eventually, she kind of, like, kept
eventually,
on bringing
it
up.
How long into marriage
that
did you wait?
That doesn't really matter no, for no, this no, conversation.
No, it does matter to me. Yeah. This is way more interesting to me.
Yeah,
how
so...
How long into...
You guys have been married for how long, and when did you start sharing a bank account?
We've been married now for 3 years, a little over 3 years.
Right, and how long...
Yeah.
Till you started sharing bank account, how long?
833-JOE-ALEX.
No, answer it. How long?
Why does that matter?
Because
we're
it's interesting.
We're just curious. It's an interesting topic.
A few months ago.
What?
Whoa.
This is so much more interesting. I don't understand why you guys weren't doing that as soon as you guys got married.
Dude, some people just don't do it. I swear it's like a thing.
I think it's weird.
Why do you think it's weird?
I think once you become married, you become one in all aspects, and I think you should be sharing that.
I agree with Alex.
Knowing what each other's spending. Finance problems are the number one cause of divorce. You guys don't know what each other's spending. You can't budget together. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, having separate accounts. Like,
What if somebody takes your money and runs? Then what do you do?
Why would you have enough trust in your relationship that that's not going to happen?
I trust, but things can happen. You never know. Nicole,
why would you think that about your own spouse?
I'm just saying as a general thing.
We know how cheap you are. It's not like you've got much that you can run with.
Yeah, is that why?
Are you kidding me? I have a lot of money. It's because I don't spend it.
Were you the one that was pushing it off on joining them, or was she?
Nicole, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hey, I think sharing passwords is extremely important. I've been married for 2 years. We have a one-year-old child. Recently, I watched him put his password in. He refused to share it with me for the whole 2 years we've been married. But I got in and found so many text messages, pictures, naked women.
Oh, my gosh.
People sending explicit messages to him every day. Like, it's been going on for at least a year.
So did you have any, like, red flags or signs or suspicions before you checked that he was doing stuff like that?
Only because he would turn his back, like if he was texting or on his phone, but he would always be at home. He's always, you know, when his phone would ring, he would always answer it. So other than the turning the back and texting, that gave it away, basically.
Sneaky.
Yeah, that's just dumb right there. Like, I would have changed the name to, like, Mike or something, a buddy's name, you know?
Yeah. Hey,
thank you, Nicole, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle, you're on the show. What's up?
I actually don't even have a passcode on my phone. So if I leave it like at a bar or whatever, anybody could get my stuff. But I also do not have my bank account information or any of that on my phone. So if people want to see my Instagram, Facebook, whatever, then I guess I'm screwed as far as that goes.
See, I feel like if something happened, God forbid, to your significant other, you don't know their password, they might have information, you know, having to do with your all's, you know, well, like things
well,
that
just
you share.
Put their,
like
put
you
the
need.
Phone up to their face or like do the thumbprint
well,
thing.
Well, no, but also though, I'm not married, but I mean, I'm divorced, but I had a fiance in 6 years and we've shared a bank account for years, like into a year into the relationship, but I also have my own account. But with that being said, like, if something happened to me, he has power of attorney, and so he has all the information in a document and spreadsheet. So that's been notarized and signed by myself and him, so I'm not too worried about passcodes and stuff like that.
Do you think it's weird that Joe waited that long into his marriage to finally agree to have a joint bank account?
No, not necessarily, because I think, like, people like to have their own money. They like to do what they wish with it. I don't think that's odd or anything.
Michelle,
I
wanted to make sure my wife loved me for me and not all the money that would be in my bank account. You
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds like this is a control thing, Joe, which makes a lot of sense for you.
What do you mean control
thing?
Yeah,
so like what was your reasoning? So here's what I want to know. Was Lindsay cool with not sharing a bank account and like cool with keeping it separate? She didn't question it. Or was she really asking you like, why is this a thing? And then what
she
was your
asking.
Answer? Okay, so then what was your answer to her when she would ask?
I just told her, it's like, just tell me how much money you need.
Didn't you guys discuss this before you guys got married?
Is she a spender or something?
No, Lindsay's not. I mean, I'm a cheap wad, so I think everything she buys isn't necessary. But no, she doesn't blow our money, no.
So, but you guys didn't discuss this before you got married?
I think we did.
Did you guys do premarital counseling?
Yeah, we had to do something with the minister guy that was going to marry us.
And so, did you guys talk about in premarital counseling combining your bank accounts?
I don't... Maybe. Like, I don't 100% remember.
This is so interesting to me.
Well, we can revisit this one day. If you missed anything today on the Joe and Alex Show, go to joeandalexshow.com. And tomorrow is Freak Show Friday at 7:30. If you want to be on Freak Show Friday, you know somebody a little freaky, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. All right, I got to get out of here and figure out what I'm going to do with my voice. I'm losing it.
Uh-oh, you better go get throat coat tea.
What is it?
That is a radio secret. Did you know that?
I did not. No, what's it called?
Any grocery store. It's called throat coat. Radio people and voiceover people use it. They swear by it.
Can I just get like at the regular like store? Or?
Yeah, okay, Walmart, cool. Whatever.
All right, I'm going to have to go get that. So you're saying liquor would not be the best bet?
No, unless it's a hot toddy, throat coat.
Yeah, I heard whiskey's good for that, too.
All right, well, I'll try both. See how that works. If you got a suggestion, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. All right, Alex, live the web, girl. Pork chop. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.